touch a little bit on reforming the energy vision. So consistent with this broad energy policy framework, the goal of REV, the high-level policy goal of REV, is to reduce customer costs, to increase resiliency, to give New York State a more environmentally sustainable and economically sustainable energy infrastructure. And I think Michael touched on the challenges related to the economically sustainable energy infrastructure. So REV was announced by the governor back in April, and it is a dramatic departure from how the state has approached electric utility policy in the past. So it should take pressure off the grid by generating more distributed power at customer locations, thereby offsetting large infrastructure investments. It will incentivize utilities to focus on capital efficiency and system efficiency, potentially making investments in clean energy technologies and new technologies that can advance system efficiency. And it should align the goals of the energy provider with the consumer, empowering more choice and more control in how consumers can manage their electricity needs. So it is a comprehensive energy and grid modernization initiative, which will promote energy efficiency. It should promote deeper penetration of low carbon technologies, and certainly it will embrace wider deployment of distributed energy resources and the enabling technologies needed to support that, such as microgrids and energy storage. Now, related to the REV initiative, the governor recently announced New York Prize. And for those of you who know Micah Koch, Micah is now working with NYSERDA to head that initiative. And New York Prize is being designed to inspire a new generation of modern, clean, and flexible community grids that can test and demonstrate key elements of reforming the energy vision of REV. So that's a real big picture construct for REV, and we'll hear much more about it in the sessions later on today from the Department of Public Service, from Con Ed, from others. So now I want to pivot to the Clean Energy Fund. So REV will set the regulatory framework for utilities to invest in clean energy and distributed energy resources in some fashion. But that alone will not be adequate to reach our clean energy goals and put us on a path to reducing our greenhouse gas intensity by 50% by 2030. And that is the goal that we have laid out in our draft state energy plan, reducing greenhouse gas intensity 50% by 2030. And that's roughly consistent with that trajectory of reducing greenhouse gas emissions 80% by 2050. So again, New York is reaching for a scale of clean energy penetration that requires robust engagement of many market actors and consumers above and beyond utilities. So we need a robust supply of clean energy products on the market. We need service providers who can be responsive to customer needs. We need an engaged financial community who can provide necessary capital to make clean energy investments at scale. We need consumers empowered with good information to enable them to make informed energy choices. We need to get rid of institutional barriers to clean energy, and we need a robust innovation infrastructure in New York that can continue to drive down the cost of clean energy and open up a full range of clean energy options.